This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to News Review from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil. Joining me today is Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Neil. Good morning and hello to our audience. Did you know that 745,000 people are killed each year by working for too long? That's according to a new study released by the World Health Organization.
That's a really terrible statistic. If you want to test yourself on any of the vocabulary that you hear in this programme, there's a quiz on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Now let's find out some more about the story from this BBC news report.
The study looked at health risks for people working 55 hours a week or more and found a 35% higher risk of stroke and a 17% higher risk of heart disease. Men are more vulnerable than women. The Asia-Pacific, including Japan, Australia and China, is the worst affected region. The statistics date from before the COVID-19 pandemic.
So, the World Health Organization has released a report about working hours. The study says that working for too long can kill you. Around 745,000 deaths each year can come from working too long. Working 55 hours or more can increase your chance of having a heart attack or having a stroke. This is particularly true for men. And the study says that the worst affected region for this problem is the Asia-Pacific region, which includes Japan and Australia.
Okay, well, you've been looking at this story at the various news websites and picking out really useful vocabulary for our viewers to learn. What have you got?
Today's vocabulary, Neil, we have killer, burden and detrimental.
Killer, burden and detrimental. So let's hear your first headline, please.
Of course, my first headline is from Reuters. It says, long working hours are a killer, WHO study shows.
A killer, something or someone who kills. Now that's pretty straightforward, isn't it? Why are we learning this? Everyone knows what a killer is.
Probably a lot of our audience do know what a killer is, Neil, but we're going to look at some sort of wider uses of this expression. It has more than one meaning. To begin with, let's look at the headline. A killer, this is a noun. It's a singular noun, and it's something or someone that kills. Note that long working hours is plural, but a killer, with the article, remains a sort of fixed piece of language. This is the same with cigarettes, for example. Cigarettes, plural, are a killer, means cigarettes are a cause of death. They can kill you.
Now, all of these examples you've given, this is all really negative stuff. But our audience may be surprised to learn that we can use killer in a positive way.
Yeah, and that's why we've chosen it, because that's why we're here to look at different ways we can use this language. So, for example, how would you feel if I said I watched a killer movie last night and I ate a killer sandwich while I did that?
Well, I would hope that the sandwich was not bad. It didn't affect your health. To me, it would mean that it was a really great sandwich, or the film was really, really good.
Yeah, or I had a very strong emotional reaction, you could say. So if I watched a killer movie, that could mean that I watched a really great movie and I ate a killer sandwich. That meant I had a strong emotional reaction because it was so delicious.
Yes. Now, I think what we can tell from this is that context is really key.
Context is everything. So let's take that movie example. If I watched a really funny film and I said, oh, it was a killer, that might mean it's hilarious. It's really funny. But if I watch a sad film like Titanic and I say, oh, it was a killer, that could mean it was very sad. As you say, context is everything with this expression.
Yeah, and we can also say that someone kills someone, and it doesn't mean that they kill them. It means that they make that person laugh a lot.
Yeah, I could say, so Neil kills me with his jokes on News Review. It means they make me laugh a lot. I have a strong emotional reaction, and that is hilarity. It's really funny.
I try my best, Tom. Okay, let's get a summary. If you would like to watch another story about work, we have the perfect one for you, don't we, Tom?
Yeah, we do. Are you work? Do you want to work for free? This is our story. It's about young people being expected to work for free. It's 6 Minute English, and you can find it by clicking the link in the video description.
Okay, let's take a look at your second headline.
Cool. Yeah, my second headline is from stuff.co.nz, which is a website from New Zealand. It's not actually a headline, it's from the body of the article. It says, a new study has put the spotlight on just how detrimental working long hours are for people's health. And that word is detrimental.
Detrimental, likely to cause harm.
Okay, yeah, so detrimental is an adjective and it's got an interesting pronunciation as well. Four syllables, detrimental, and it's that third syllable. Detrimental is the pronunciation of the adjective, and it means it's likely to cause harm or be damaging.
Yeah, so when we talk about harmful things, we can say that they are detrimental to something.
Definitely, yeah, you could say cigarettes are detrimental, or you could say cigarettes are detrimental to your health. Detrimental to is a kind of common construct as followed by a noun. Cigarettes are detrimental to your health. Working long hours, also detrimental to your health, as the headlines are telling us.
Yeah, so detrimental is an adjective, but there's also a noun version, detriment. We have to use that in a special kind of way, though.
Yeah, detriment, and again, it's quite high register. It comes in the expression to the detriment of. It means kind of like at the expense of. So I could say, Neil works too long. Neil works too many hours to the detriment of his friendships.
Yes, it's not true at all, but a good example.
It means that you spend all your time doing news reviews, so you don't have time for your mates.
And detriment. In our ordinary spoken English, what sort of thing do we say instead?
I'll probably just say like it's bad for you or something, or it's harmful. Yeah, we wouldn't normally use detriment. Normally detrimental is quite formal and you'd see it in the context of like this, like reports on health or something like that.
Okay, let's get a summary. Now, a lot of people these days are saying that red meat is detrimental to our health. Others disagree, but we have a programme on that topic, don't we, Tom?
Yeah. Is red meat harmful? That's what we're talking about. You can find it by clicking the link in the video description down here.
Let's have a look then at our next headline, please.
Perfect. Again, we're not looking at the headline, we're looking at the body of the article. This is from the World Health Organization website, from the release. It says, this work-related disease burden is particularly significant in men. And that word is burden.
Burden, something that causes difficulty or hard work. Now, Tom, I know what a burden is. If you have to carry a huge weight on your back, that is a burden, literally.
That is a burden, Neil. So burden can be literal, or burden can be kind of figurative or metaphorical. So let's look at this piece of text from the WHO. The burden that they're talking about, the thing that's causing difficulty or hard work, is work-related disease and death coming from work-related disease. And it said that this is causing particular difficulty for men who are most affected.
Yeah, and it's also... We talk about carrying a burden, having a burden. It's also a verb, though.
Yeah, it is. It is also a verb. It is also a verb. Before I look at the verb, let's look at that kind of literal figurative meaning. So we were talking about a figurative burden, like a problem, something the work-related disease causing a problem. And burden could also be the stuff that we actually carry. Like the ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal recently, its burden was too heavy. The stuff it was carrying was too much.
Yeah, so we're talking about figurative heavy loads.
Yeah, exactly. And burden can be a verb. So you're talking about the stuff you put on, this heavy load, a burden on a ship. You could say that we burden the ship with this weight.
Yeah, if I asked you to do loads of work, loads of extra work, we could say that I was burdening you with a load of work.
Yeah, so we'd use the figurative meaning because you wouldn't literally be placing microphones and computers on top of me, hopefully. But you would be giving me more responsibilities. I'd have to carry more responsibilities, we could say.
Okay, let's get a summary of that. Time now for a recap of our vocabulary, please, Tom.
Today's vocabulary, we had killer, something or someone that kills, detrimental, likely to cause harm, and burden, something that causes hard work or difficulty.
If you want to test yourself on the vocabulary, there's a quiz on our website, bbclearningenglish.com, and we are also all over social media. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
See you next time, and see you on the website. It's a killer.